Tired of complex and high credit card processing fees? It's time to simplify. Whether you own a big business or a small startup, Empower Payments can save you money. Streamline your payment process while saving money today with Empower Payments. Learn more at empowerpayments.com. That's empowerpayments.com.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. It's Thursday, January 17th, 2019. Three more sleeps until AFC Championship game day. Sunday at Arrowhead Stadium, Chiefs and Patriots. We got lots of good stuff to talk about today. All Chiefs, all football. All Chiefs, all football. Jake was reprimanded heavily for attempting to book a non-football guest. He literally took an ass whipping. And no, I didn't fight him. I gave him a couple of quick pats on the ass. Not friendly, right? Does it still sting?
A little bit. I got some marks.
Right.
Give him some lashes.
Right. Made sure the old pinky ring was in place. Turn it around.
My butt hurts.
Ouch.
Right? Huh?
Yikes.
Problem was, he kept going, are you?
That didn't hurt.
You're not done, are you? Huh? What? Yeah, I'm gonna book someone else. You're not done, huh? Huh?
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
Maybe I didn't learn nothing from what you said.
Yeah.
Hey, dude, turn the lights out. I'd never do that.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah, I know. Today on the show, we will talk to Steve Tasker. Jake, tell everyone who Steve Tasker is.
He is a former All-Pro for the Buffalo Bills.
Incorrect. No, that's right.
Absolutely fact.
Okay, go ahead.
From Smith Center, Kansas, went to Northwestern, and then the highlight of his career, I think, is that I believe he did three seasons with me for CBS Sports with Steve Berline. And
I've heard him say that in interviews. He referenced you as being the highlight of his
Absolutely.
Career. That's funny. Absolutely. That you...
He was able to sit in production meetings with me for a couple seasons, and I think, I think that was the highlight of his career, so... Does sidelines for CBS and was color commentator. Fantastic guy and great analyst for CBS. So he will be joining us at 7 a.m.
And so one of the reasons why he's joining us, obviously, covering the Buffalo Bills. And I was on his show up in Buffalo a couple of days ago. And they have a good working knowledge of the New England Patriots since they see them twice a year. And like you said, he works around the NFL as an analyst. And he was, I don't know if you remember this one, but he played for the Buffalo Bills back in the day when the Chiefs were last in the AFC Championship game. He played for the Buffalo Bills, and so he butted heads with the Kansas City Chiefs many times when the Chiefs were very good in the 1990s and couldn't get over the hump, so he can give us that perspective. He can talk about the matchup against the Patriots, give us a little bit more in-depth Patriots talk, and not from someone that is just gobbling up Bill Belichick and Tom Brady from the Boston area. Well, it's graphic. But the point is, he could talk about the Patriots, and also I'm sure that he does not like the Patriots like we don't like the Patriots, so we can find some common ground there. 7-time Pro Bowler and 5-time All-Pro Steve Tasker. And so when they had me on his show to talk about the Chiefs, I told Jake, hey, let's return the favor and see if he will actually agree, and he'll remember who you are. And I did mention Jake to him on the show, and he either had a good recollection of Jake and said, hey, say hi to him. That's a great guy. Or he had no idea what I was talking about, and he just said, hey, say hi to him. That's a great guy. And so you maintain that he absolutely knew who you were and remembered you.
Yeah.
Had a full recollection of you. And
I mean,
and he feels like you're a great guy. He just didn't say that. He wasn't just being nice.
No, I believe that's, I mean,
that's what
he said. Well, I mean, I take him at his word. He has enough. He has enough evidence to make that decision.
But is that the impression, do you feel like you left with Steve Tasker?
Yeah, I feel like most people I work with, I you know, I act differently than I do around here. Well, so they have a, you know, they have a...
You said most, so I just didn't know if it was...
Right. Not all. I mean, there's...
You don't forget the bag of Funyuns.
Right.
That's right. The so brown bag special. Right.
So we'll see if Steve Tasker is willing to tell a story about you or just wants to talk football.
He caught me at the end of my career with CBS, so... I think that's good. That
Michael Lombardi will join us. He is from The Athletic and one of our NFL insiders. So he'll be on at 7:30. Gary Lezak was very excited. Boy, I really liked watching Lezak on 41 Action News last night because the first sentence out of his mouth was a thinly veiled complaint about his airtime. Right off the bat. Does that remind you of anything?
That sounds familiar.
As soon as he goes on the air, he goes... Well, we have a whole lot of information that we have to pack into not very much time. And so clearly, he had either asked for some more time or they had cut his... Something happened. But the first thing that he says last night on the 10 o'clock newscast when they go to weather, we've got a whole lot of information for you guys and we have to pack it into not very much time. Okay, here we go. And so he made a clear point that he did not have the time allotted to him that it was necessary to explain everything coming up. And so we'll find out what that was all about. I felt better because I thought he only complained about his time with us, but he did it on TV last night.
I doubt his producers are as lenient as I am. Like, I bet they don't let him go 5 minutes over a segment.
Well, you can't say anything to Lezak in those studios.
I mean, I bet they just cut him off eventually and just go to break.
It's a hard out, as they say.
Right.
Hey. Last time someone spoke up against Lezak, he ended up fired. His name is Frank Bull.
That's right. A lot of people don't know that part of the story.
Is that why Aaron really left?
Oh, yeah. Lezak pushes people out the door, left and right. At 8:30, we're going to talk to Nick Leckie. Why? Because I like him. Why? Because he's going to be a model in the Challenger fashion event coming up on January 26th. He's going to strut his stuff on the runway. And also, he played football at K-State. He was an All-American. But did you know, here's a did you know fact. Did you know that the Rams and Saints are playing in the NFC Championship game?
Huh.
Did you know Nick Leckie played for both of those organizations?
Huh.
Did you know I made an error on your sheet?
Why?
Because he'll be on at 8:05 and I typed 8:30. I know.
It says 8:30 right here, so Nick Leckie is on at 8:30.
It says we're not doing anything.
Well, you know, to be honest, that probably will be 8:30 because that'll be after Gary's
thinking
segment,
ahead.
Right?
Good job. And then, according to this, at 9:05,
that is accurate.
My lifelong friend Anthony Gialdi, for some reason, is going to be on the show. That's Richie's godfather.
No, Mike Gialdi.
You come on and talk about how we used to be on a bowling team at NKC Pro Bowl.
I'd be happy to have
Mickey
Anthony
Finn's
on
NKC
our show.
Pro Bowl. Very good bowler. We've been in many fantasy football and fantasy baseball drafts together. And
I
so
love
I don't know.
Anthony.
He's been texting me a lot of stuff about the game, but I didn't know that he needed to be a guest, but.
We can get him on.
Then who is this?
I shared a moment with Anthony.
What was? Oh, the wild card game.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
When you guys were throwing Phil up into the air.
Passing him back and forth.
What? So tell us about Mike Gialdi.
Mike Gialdi works for the NFL Network, covers the New England Patriots beat. He was recommended to me by one Trini Kuznarek. Said the guy knows his stuff.
Okay, so that, now I feel comfortable.
He has a lot.
You found him, I was like, well.
No.
He
was highly recommended. Trini said, if you really want to know more about the in-depth breakdown of the New England Patriots, get Mike on.
No, I checked out his Twitter account. Yeah, he's all over it. So it'll be a good guest to have on because Trini said so.
Right. Not because I said so.
Right. So that'll be at 9:05.
Right.
And we've got plenty of sound from out at Arrowhead, all kinds of good stuff for you. And then we're going to head out to Arrowhead today, and we're going to split up and because they got stuff all over the place. They have to accommodate all of the national reporters and all the people covering the AFC Championship game. And so normally everything takes place media-wise in the training complex. Not that anyone cares, just explaining the layout and the demand for all the interviews. And so they have all the press conferences set up over in the actual stadium at Arrowhead Stadium, And then they have open locker room back over in the training camp, basically at the same time. And so you'll have all the coordinators today. You'll have, you'll have Andy Reid today. You'll also have Eric Bieniemy and Bob Sutton and Dave Tobe. And then you heard all the players are on yesterday. It was a long list of players visiting the podium. And today they'll do the same thing. And so Nate will be out there talking to some different players as they prepare to hit the podium. We're going to send Jake into the locker room, into the open locker room, because you have you've expressed a desire to go back there and play this weird game with some of the players that you played after the New England game last year, the opening game where you went up to what exactly did you do?
Tyreek Hill actually did it to me.
And you've been waiting to go back into the locker room to do this.
And then I got him back because I didn't know what the hell was going on.
So what do you do?
And then Albert Wilson.
Well, he's so not, exactly.
It's kind of like, you know, you play the game where you know, do the finger, three fingers in the circle below the waist. And if you look at him, you get punched up. But they do this thing that looks like this. And if you look at it, then when you look down, they touch the back of your neck and they go, neck.
This is the kind of coverage we're going to provide for you here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. So you're going to return and see if that's happening.
See if I can get Tyreek.
Right.
Say, hey, Tyreek, right here.
A postseason version.
Right.
See, and he'd appreciate that. He actually likes that for some reason.
Right. And but. So I didn't know what the hell he did. And I was like, did I do something wrong? And so I went to Albert Wilson and I said, what the hell did he just do? He's like, oh, that's just a game we play with the tight ends and wide receivers.
Right.
And so I was like, oh, okay. And so Tyreek was walking by me after the interview, and I said, hey, Tyreek. And I got him. I did this. He looked down. I go, neck. And Albert Wilson busted up laughing. Uh-huh. I mean, he was dying.
Did you irritate Tyreek Hill by doing that?
No, he gave me a big slap on the back. Uh-huh. He goes, okay, now you got to go get D. Harris.
Oh, boy.
And so I went over, and I got D. Harris, and then Tyreek's cracking up.
What are you doing? This is fantastic.
But Demetrius Harris. Time, Demetrius Harris was pissed, right. And then he's like, "I'm gonna get you. I'm gonna get you, Reek."
Well,
and so,
Reek.
Yeah,
get back in there and make things happen today.
So I'm gonna go neck,
and then I think I'm gonna go talk to Clark Hunt while this is happening.
You're gonna talk to the Clarks?
Undisclosed location that I've not been told.
Wow,
about
a clandestine meeting with the Clarks.
I'm supposed to wait. In the media workroom, blindfolded, I'm going to be tapped on the shoulder three times and escorted away.
But I deeply apologize to the Clarks.
And now we know I get to ask Clark Hunt about banging the drum on Sunday, because it will be Clark Hunt who will. And you know what? I like that.
I love it.
I like that a lot. He's going to be, because there was a lot of rumors out there, you know, because Joe Montana is going to be at the game.
Yep.
And there are a lot of rumors. Are they going to bring out Joe Montana? Who's it going to be? Is it going to be a former player? Who will? Because you know, it's exciting. I like that. Last week it was Will Shields who stared at the crowd with anger, and they go, "Yeah!" And then he was able to block some people, and then he hit that drum.
Intensity,
right? Very intense banging of the drum. And so, what you guys? And by the way, that's Nate Bucati, who has a beard, and I don't.
What's the upside down world here?
Right. And so what was your reaction when you saw it was going to be Clark Hunt?
I love it. I mean, this is the first time that his franchise will ever play for the trophy that bears his father's name at home. Right? The Chiefs have never won the trophy with his father's name on it.
But not the last time.
That's right. I think it's a perfect juxtaposition, too, because like it's become like a running joke when the Patriots win that trophy seemingly every year. Bill Belichick gets it and looks like he wants nothing to do with it, and he's just disgusted by it, just hands it to somebody else. It's like so meaningless to him. For this organization, it means everything.
Did you see the video of it arriving at Arrowhead?
Yes. I mean, all of it. In the hype video that the Chiefs put out, you know, chronicling the history of it, what it means.
Todd Lebo changed his profile pic on Twitter to the Lamar Hunt Trophy. And on Facebook.
So it's even shinier than his head.
It's hard to figure him out, by the way. It's really hard to figure Lebo out these days. That's a whole other story. That's a whole story for another segment.
I think it's great. I love it. I mean, what a meaningful person to have bang the drum.
Jake, what about you? What do you think of it?
I think it's fantastic. It's perfect. You couldn't have picked a better candidate. I mean, I think it's the fact that he's willing to go out and do it, and the fact that, you know,
the only better candidate would have been Patrick Mahomes the second, but he's busy.
No, right. So yeah,
he
needs to be getting warmed up.
Well, that could, you know, come on,
Could be. No, I think I love it. I love it. That crowd's gonna be going crazy,
right?
So, good move.
I'm a fan of it. So, and everything else is going to be happening with the pregame ceremony. So, the national anthem will be performed by Melissa Etheridge, huge Chiefs fan from Leavenworth. And so, that's always been one of my dad's favorites because they share that in common. They spent a lot of time in Leavenworth, and so he likes her music. My dad's out of the country. He can't hear that joke. Right. And see, I like that too because she's a Chiefs fan.
She's a big Chiefs fan.
It's not some highfalutin star they just flew in here that doesn't care. She's a member of Chiefs Kingdom.
That's right.
Card-carrying member of Chiefs Kingdom. They do give cards out now.
She tweets about the Chiefs all the time.
Right. So that'll be good. That made me happy that they have an actual Chiefs fan that is also very talented, that I enjoy. And again, that connection with my father is very meaningful. So anytime Leavenworth is represented in a positive light, I think we all can embrace that.
By the way, you look like your dad.
I would hope so. There is, we are blood related, so.
Like without the beard.
Did you just, have you never thought I looked like my dad before?
I mean, not really. Because of the beard.
I get told that repeatedly.
With the beard, it was different. You look more like your dad without the beard.
I'm
a compliment.
I'm like my dad in more ways than you can imagine.
You both love Melissa Etheridge,
right? No, we just have we had this conversation on his birthday with his wife and my wife. There are a lot of similarities that the wives have to deal with. A lot of things.
Yeah.
A lot of challenges.
Believe it.
A lot of challenges living with us can provide. A lot of obstacles. So, a lot of anger.
But also,
A lot
of passion.
Unbelievably quick wit.
Yeah.
I would say that is the biggest thing that stands out to me with both you guys.
And my dad always wore a hat and glasses too. So,
you both have the stare.
No.
You turn your head and...
No, that's just me trying to process stuff. There's a lot of room in there. Things rattle around. I'm like, people think I'm staring at them. I'm like trying to think, like, what am I supposed to do right now? Where was I just going? I'm so confused. The first pass, the ceremonial first pass, will be delivered by who? Do you know?
I don't.
Do you know?
I don't.
Do you know? Do you know? Do you know?
No.
Someone who's been in the studio within the last month.
Christian Okoye.
Yes.
Wow.
What about that?
The Nigerian nightmare.
Perfect. Keep doing it right, Chiefs.
So there are the dignitaries that will be, some of the dignitaries. They have a great pregame ceremony and in-game features that celebrate the hometown hero and salute to service and everything else. And so, but that's the national anthem, Melissa Etheridge, the drum ceremony, Clark Hunt, chairman and CEO of the Kansas City Chiefs, and the first pass delivered by Chiefs legend Christian Okoye. And so that is what will happen pregame on Sunday at Arrowhead Stadium. That excites me very much. And so we've got all that and more. And again, a reminder, Super DJ Derek Johnson will be on the show tomorrow at 9:30 to talk about the Chiefs and the Patriots, considering he was on the field the last time the Chiefs played the Patriots in the playoffs. And he's been a part of a couple of big wins for the Chiefs over the Patriots in the past. If you remember the Monday Night Football game in 2014, the season opener last year. And so he knows plenty about going up against Tom Brady, and he knows plenty about the guys that are on the team because he was on the Chiefs team, of course, last year. And so DJ will be a perfect person to help us break down this game and get his thoughts about watching his squad play in the AFC Championship game. And then Derek Johnson will make his way to Kansas City to watch the game at Arrowhead Stadium. because he wants to be there. He said he wants to be there when the Chiefs finally get over the hump and get to the Super Bowl. I love that.
Yeah. It's a shame that he's not, you know, on the team for it because he deserves it. You know, he deserves it of any player. But
I like the fact that he's embracing it. Yes. And wants to be a part of it. And because, he loves a lot of those guys on the team.
Yeah.
And loves this organization and loves the city, loves the fans. And so he's in it. He's a part of it. He helped mentor some of the young players. You know, he was there through all the tough times, and you know, many of the tough times have led to this and have built this team into what they are right now. And so he absolutely has a part of it. And I'm just so glad that he'll be on the show, and then he'll be at Arrowhead Stadium watching the game. That's I think that's very important. And of course, we're all huge fans of Derek Johnson.
Yes,
and you know. And we want him to have a long and happy and healthy life with his family after football. And I want that to all start on Sunday. And I want him to let him watch the Chiefs as they beat the Patriots on Sunday at Arrowhead. We'll take a break. We've got lots of stuff to talk about today. And again, just two more. Well, some people work on Saturday too. I shouldn't say that. I was going to say two more work days. Two more weekdays until the weekend. And then the weekend brings you the AFC Championship game. It's getting close now. It's getting real close. Back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB 38 The Spot.
I mean, it's crazy how much you learn just from every single game that you play. Now I've seen so many looks from so many different teams that even if you're not necessarily game planning that week for that look, you can always follow that in your memory bank and you can pull back from that. And so if I get an unscouted look, you can kind of say, well, I know this team did it to me in week 8 versus where early in the season I couldn't do that. And so I think just having those experiences, making sure that I'm prepared for everything is something that has definitely changed from week 5 until now.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. It's also been interesting to see Chiefs fans react to different bits of news. Yesterday when Brooke Pryor tweeted out that Eric Berry was a full participant in Wednesday's practice, a full participant in Wednesday's practice, and Spencer Ware and Lauren Devernay-Tardif were limited. I just retweeted that with a nice emoji. And Courtney tweeted a response. And look, I've heard a lot of responses, and I get it. I understand the frustration around Eric Berry and everything else, and people are nervous, and there's no bad response, but this was a very unique response that I had not heard before, and I was a little taken aback by it, and I don't know if the news that Eric Berry is practicing warrants this response. You guys can tell me. Courtney responded by saying, sigh, are we really still doing this? Seriously. I'm just reading this word for word. Don't shoot the messenger. Seriously. I'd rather lick my cat's ass than play this is he or isn't he Berry game. It's just a way to...
I mean, that's an interesting specific thing that...
Right, I...
It seems like she's maybe done that before.
No, it's a he.
He's done that before.
Right. It's just a... I put Twitter away after that one. What am I taking away from this? You know?
Well, I saw your response.
Well, I just said, well, if you want to, I just responded, I'm sure your cat feels the same way. You'd rather you do that than, well, I mean, I don't know.
Jelly or syrup?
See, this was the response that I was given. Jake, I don't know if this is... Perhaps this is the best response to that news.
It's a surprise fat cat.
Well, hey, hold on here.
Wait, what?
And so, look, I don't know. You know, I'm not sure that, of course, that is. I think that's the response of what the cat should be. Like, what are you talking about, dude?
Why am I getting brought into this?
Right. And so, I don't really, I didn't really have any further comments on it, but I don't think that's necessary. For any reason.
Yeah, you don't have to do that.
I mean, but he said he'd rather, and yeah. So it feels like if you'd rather do something, then you might have knowledge of what that thing is. No. Jake, do you have anything to...
Nope.
I mean, has your frustration level reached that point at all?
No, I'm not even frustrated with it.
But I mean, about anything. Is there anything that would get you to that?
No, my tongue is not touching a cat's ass, ever.
That's graphic.
It's just not going to happen.
So, well, I'm allergic to cats.
Well.
So what, that would be a disaster for you.
Yep.
I think I'd kind of like to see that.
But I just, you know, hey, we're all dealing with the pressure of the AFC Championship game in a different way, but right. I feel that's unnecessary, just from my viewpoint. So
I think I agree with Al Michaels on this one.
Right.
That's how I feel about that scenario.
That's how Al Michaels feels about everything.
Well, I agree with him in this situation.
Right. So I'm gonna.
I mean, I think we all have a little bit of Eric Berry fatigue. I don't think any of us know. It's, you know,
I will never have that much fatigue. And so, Courtney, if you're listening, I just, you know, stand down, man. We'll get through this without drastic measures.
Leave your cat out of it.
Describe in one word, then, each of you, what you felt. When you heard that Eric Berry practiced as a full participant. One word.
Oh, that's tough.
Jake, if you think of your one word.
Yes!
I like that. And he did a fist pump, too. See, that's good. Emotion. And he stuck to one word. See if he could. This is a real challenge for Nate. One word. And then we break.
That's Y-A-S. Yes!
Oh, is it?
Yes.
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 It's not yes.
No, it's yes.
You know what mine was?
What?
Absolutely.
Does it sound like this?
How do you spell that?
That's, yes. It was Alma.
How do you spell that?
What's your one word?
U-H-H-H.
You can't break until your one word reaction.
Mixed.
Like the place you get salad?
Yeah, that's where Kendall Fuller
mixed.
Eats twice a week. So
I know, and you know what? It's inspired by that, my wife and I went and had lunch there last week.
Yeah, right?
And it was delicious.
Yeah. Ask him what's Kendall Fuller have here? Let me have that.
I didn't do that.
And a lot of people have been doing that, by the way.
Is that right?
Hey, what's Kendall Fuller? Give it to me. Come on.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Right. Take the Kendall Fuller?
Yeah, whatever he have, you know, he has. You know, put it out here. Times two. So, we'll find out.
Mixed is my one word answer.
We'll find out what that means after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB and 38 The Spot.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be huge. I mean, whenever I got here, I mean, the goal was to win the AFC Championship and obviously get to the Super Bowl and win that. And so for me to try to do that very early in my career, it would be definitely a huge thing for me, just getting that experience, learning, I mean, really showing that you're able to win with the team that you have around you. And I'm just going to trust in my teammates that we can go out there and play the game we've been playing this entire year and trying to win a big game on a big stage.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. You just heard the commercial for the Westwood One broadcast of the AFC Championship game, heard right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. That broadcast crew will be Kevin Kugler, play-by-play. Guess the analyst, Jake Pounders. Let's see if you really know your stuff.
James Lofton.
No.
Kurt Warner.
No. Kurt Warner is going to be doing the NFC Championship game with Kevin Harlan and Ed Werder on the sidelines.
Trent Green.
No. If I give you the position, I will give you one more guess each before
Dan
you both lose. That is, you did not follow what I just said. I did not give you a position.
Oh.
I'm going to help you now.
All right.
You ready?
Yep.
Offensive lineman.
Tony Boselli.
He beat you.
Okay.
How do you let him beat you?
Bam.
His first day back. I got to ease him into the job.
I can't remember which playoff game last weekend I listened to him on the call.
Oh, you knew the whole time, man.
Well, cheater.
I didn't know the whole time, but I heard him on the call of a game last weekend. And he was really good.
Oh, I get it. I get it. You're trying to It's like a tip of the cap to the Patriots by cheating. You're like, hey,
I get it.
New England's coming to town. I'm cheating.
Well, it sounds to me like, well, I just did my homework.
No.
Like Patrick Mahomes, I studied the film. I did my homework.
You cheated like the Patriots.
Kevin Kugler, Tony Boselli, and who is the sideline reporter? He used to be a guest on this show until, according to a former producer, they got into an argument about something. And he no
Sal
longer.
Sal Palantonio.
No. No, this guy was a regular guest.
Okay.
A weekly guest. And then he apparently had words with a very angry Aaron Swartz.
Sean Salisbury?
No.
Oh, is this a former player?
Yeah,
I think so.
You guys were both here. You'll never get it. You should, I mean, you should get it, but you won't.
Oh, perhaps
at one point
he was an offensive lineman.
But perhaps at one point something was said to Aaron along the lines of, well, you know what? I'll have my lawyer contact you.
I know exactly who you're talking about.
well, then say his name. Look at his face. Look at.
Oh, Ross Tucker.
Yeah, Mother Tucker.
Yeah. Sideline reporter.
Yeah.
Yep.
Another page in the history of the Border Patrol.
Ross Tucker.
So Kevin Kugler, Tony Boselli, and Ross Tucker will have the call of the game right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
That's a really good team. Kevin Kugler, an Omaha native, is a good play-by-play guy. And Boselli, gosh darn it, I'm trying to remember which game it was I was listening to last week, but he was really good. I enjoyed his analysis.
And you can also listen to the NFC Championship game here with Kevin Harlan, Kurt Warner, and Ed Werder. Ed Werder, a very nice man that I
smart mustache
interviewed a couple of times in Lake Tahoe. And yes, he does have a very smart standalone mustache. Thank you. Thank you very much for pointing that out.
Good chance I'll be listening to some of that game on the radio as I'm driving to and from youth basketball on Sunday at that time.
So. What time? During the Chiefs game?
3:00.
Oh. And was it end?
I mean, I think it'll be over by 4.
Also, just one game?
Yeah, just one game.
Not a triple header?
No.
Yeah, that would have to. I mean, if there was a conflict, you know.
Yeah.
Son, here's the deal.
I love you very much.
This ain't happening. I love you very much, but boy, we have to watch out for that sprained ankle that you have. Yeah. I'm fine, Dad. No, you're limping. Sit it out.
It's tough when you're the head coach, too. You know, like, sorry, kids. Coach ain't making it this week.
I think they'd understand, and every parent would understand.
Well, you know, like I told you last time, I didn't even have to petition for the schedule to be changed. The coach of the other team said, hey, we know you don't want to be coaching a game while the Chiefs are playing in the divisional round, so let's try to move the schedule.
Weather might just wipe it out, right?
That's true. That's what happened last week, right? Is, you know, all the games that had been scheduled just got canceled anyway, so that could happen again for sure.
Play something else. Play another clip of Patrick Mahomes. I just want to hear his voice, right? It's very soothing to me, and he makes me feel confident, and he makes me feel safe. He makes me, you know what? Here's the deal. And Andy Reid kind of made this wisecrack yesterday when he said he's made a lot of you better writers.
Yep.
And there's some truth there. He's made some of those coaches better coaches.
Yep.
He's made some of the players around him better players. And Patrick Mahomes II has made me a better man. He makes me better than I really am. And I'm not sure how or why. I just feel it.
Yeah, I mean, there's always pressure to win in these scenarios. Whenever it's an elimination game, it's win or go home. You always know there's an intensity that you have to bring. But I think the best thing about this team is we can lean on each other. There's not one person that has to do it all. It's something where it's every single week. It was D. Will last week that stepped up and played a huge game. The offensive line played great. And it's every single week the defense played great last week. And, I mean, everybody steps up and just leans on each other. And that's what makes us such a great team. It's made us so successful this year is it's not one person on one person's shoulder every single week. It's who can step up this week and who's going to make the play.
So you like the nicknames. You like D. Will?
Yeah, that's fine. He's wrong. It is all on one player, and that one player is him.
Yeah, well.
So, I mean, he's saying the right things, but.
Hey, man, it wasn't that way last weekend. The defense carried the day in the second half, you know? So they leaned on the defense a little bit.
Come on.
I mean, yes, Patrick Mahomes, it's more on him than anybody else. It's the defense, all on him. The defense, you know, had to do what they did last week.
D. Will helped out. What up, D. Will?
D. Will.
Do you see, do you like that?
Is yeah.
That,
yeah, is but that you got
past
two D. Wills.
Nickname test there. What up, D. Will?
You got two D. Wills, though. You got Darrell Williams, you got Damian Williams.
Well, I think one deserves D. Sure. Will before the other right now.
I'd say Damn Will.
What? Dontrell Willis?
Nope.
Damn Will.
If Dontrell Willis is in the Chiefs locker room on Sunday, things have gone wrong in some way. Or not. Back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Well, I mean, I think an awesome thing that we do here with the player development team is that they take us through the whole history. We come over to the museum that we have in the stadium, and they take us through how he made the AFL, I mean, pretty much from scratch, and had this vision, and he made the, which is now the AFC, and kind of combined with the NFL, and made this beautiful league, and it truly is special to have someone like that that's created your franchise, and you want to do whatever you can to kind of bring honor to him and that family as they've kind of helped made us a place where we can play and have fun and love the sport that we play.
Wonderful words from Patrick Mahomes the second. The practice report, the injury report from yesterday, Dorian O'Daniel did not participate, dealing with an ankle issue. As I mentioned earlier, Spencer Ware and Laurent Duvernay-Tardif, Tardif both limited participants. Of course, LDT, fresh off the IR, activated, and that led to the release of Ron Parker. Eric Berry, Kendall Fuller, Tyreek Hill, Anthony Hitchens, Jordan Lucas, Sammy Watkins, Andrew Wiley, all full participants. And so I know some people, again, have expressed frustration with the Eric Berry situation. And Nate's been a good symbol of that. First, you were very anxious, and you thought that he could make a huge impact, and then you scaled back and thought, well, you know, maybe he's not going to make a huge impact. And then a week ago, you said, you know what? Just shut him down. I tell him, forget it. Don't worry about it. We're done. Just move on. But now he practiced. And so now how you said it was mixed.
Yeah.
Now give us a little bit more in depth of what that means.
Well, there's a part of me that still fears that this is a distraction. That this, how could you trust him? How could you, and I don't mean like him the person. I don't question Eric Berry's character or heart or anything like that, but how can you trust that he can go out and play a full game for you in the most important game in franchise history since the merger? You know, I don't, so there's a part of me that worries, like, is this just a distraction?
Big distraction last week.
Well, he didn't play. I mean, he wasn't even active.
It was the same deal, though.
No,
it was
a game-time
decision.
Yeah, but that I don't buy that for a second. He didn't practice all week.
But he was
practicing now. Okay. He was supposedly a full participant
but
in
your
practice.
Your excuse last week is like, oh, this is a distraction. This is a distraction, and it wasn't. It wasn't.
He didn't dress.
He didn't dress, but it was a game-time decision.
BS.
Okay.
BS.
You're right.
He was inactive. He was inactive.
He went out before the game and worked out.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Yeah, it's big distraction, though. So,
but you think being a full participant is different
idiot.
Than the fact that he went out there?
I think the fact he was a full participant in practice is a massive difference than last week when he didn't practice.
But I mean,
at
as far as it impacts the players, his teammates.
I mean, it's you would think that takes reps away from somebody else.
But do you think that there's players that are excited, like, oh, we might have EB out there? And it inspires them. It's a good thing.
That's why I'm mixed. It could be a good thing. It could be a bad thing. It could take some responsibility away from some of the other guys. It could make everybody else feel like, okay, Eric Berry's here. You know, here we go. Or it could inspire them and they could be great. I think if Eric Berry plays, he makes a massive difference for the team. I mean, I think that the Patriots, there's all this talk about the 21 personnel that they've been using with the fullback and the one tight end. The Patriots might use that package a lot. They might use a different. What they will do is they will try to match the Chiefs up in situations that they have an advantage. And a healthy Eric Berry makes a huge difference because they can put him on the field and he's as stout against the run as a linebacker is, yet he can cover a running back out of the backfield or a tight end if it's really Eric Berry. So there's like part of me is like incredibly excited about the idea that he could play in this game. He could make a massive difference. So I don't know how to feel. I'm confused by the whole situation.
I say if he thinks he can go and he can practice, you put him out there and you don't leave any bullets in the gun.
Right.
Use every bit of ammunition because that's what it's going to take to beat the Patriots. And hopefully he can. And then if he goes out there and he can't, you know you can still win without him. But I would like the Chiefs to introduce the defense and hear the crowd erupt when Eric Berry runs out of the tunnel. That's asking a lot. Don't know if it'll happen, but at least it has given us some hope. Back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Thank you for watching us on 38 The Spot. Steve Tasker, Michael Lombardi, Gary Lezak, Nick Leckie, Mike Diardi, all that and more coming up right here as we are one step closer to the AFC Championship game on Sunday at Arrowhead Stadium. Let's just hold hands and we'll get there together. The show continues right now on Sports Radio 810 WHB.